I personally look at it as a good thing that hopefully it will lower the overall cost of care, you know, health care, by doing these, you know, screening for diabetes and all these other things early that was not covered previously.
Under provisions of the Affordable Care Act, insurance providers have to spend at least 85% of customers' premiums on actual health-related coverage. In the case of Sarasota schools, they didn't and have to give back the difference. Widener said even though the rebate is pocket change compared to the overall budget, it still makes a big difference.
So in this budget that actually gets final approval in September, actually on September 11th, we right now are looking at using approximately $14 million of our reserve. What this will mean is that means we'll definitely not use that much of the reserve.
Sarasota County schools pay almost $30 million a year for health care benefits. That buys full-time staff members 100% individual coverage. To cover an entire family, employees spend as much as $1,000 a month. Widener hopes this rebate will cover some of those premiums.
Now, what we're going to be doing with that $805,000, because it does have to go towards the cost of health care, we're going to apply that to the amount the employees and the school board pays and reduce that premium next year by the $805,000 rebate we received.
But it's not quite that simple. The extra money will be used to lower next year's insurance premiums, but they're expected to go up by as much as 5%. And Widener said the help with premiums likely won't outweigh the increase.
This amount will be applied against that, so it could mean instead of paying a 5% extra, they may pay 4%, somewhere around there. But again, we'll have to wait and see what our actual increase in premium is, because we don't normally get that until about October.